A new law in Arizona will require police officers to question some people about their immigration status and ask for documentation. Supporters say the law may lead more undocumented people to be deported, but critics say it could turn Arizona into a police state. Wisconsin groups backing immigrants' rights had already planned marches this Saturday in Milwaukee, Madison, and Beloit to call for immigration reform. Christine Newman-Ortiz of Voces de la Frontera says the controversial Arizona law should boost turnout for the Saturday events.
It's reminded everyone of what's at stake. And it is a flashback to 2006 when people turned out against Sensenbrenner's bill, and I do believe the sentiment is the same as 2006.
In 2006, Wisconsin Congressman Jim Sensenbrenner had proposed a bill disliked by many immigrants' rights groups. Daryl Marine of the League of United Latin American Citizens in Milwaukee says he's happy that the Obama administration may file a legal challenge to the Arizona law. Marine says the controversy should also push Congress to pass a pending immigration bill that includes a path to citizenship for undocumented people living in the U.S.
It would require that there be a penalty with a substantial fine. It would require that everybody pass a criminal background check. Would require that people who haven't paid pay back taxes.
Some advocates for immigrants say it's time for Democrats to offer more than lip service for immigration reform. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.